Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls Show. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, where I share with you insights, interviews, and inspiration on what it means to become a remarkable soul. Today, the topic is the audacity to be authentic. Have the audacity to be authentic. This statement feels bold, something brave people say, or it's an option we use when the time is right. A permission pass that we give ourselves to show up more fully, but only when the conditions are right enough to take action. Make the decision, speak up, raise our hands, say yes, count me in, no, count me out. Being authentic can also sound like a really nice extracurricular activity we do. When the picture-perfect life has arrived, when we have enough time, enough money, pretty enough, thin enough, smart enough, educated enough, or when the conditions are right enough, the right words, the right people, the right mood, dressed in the right outfit, in the right opportunity. I mean, we've all felt this when everything is just right, all the stars have aligned. Only then do we give ourselves permission to awaken our most treasured self, filled with the audacity to be authentic. Women are designed to conform. Physiologically, a woman's body was made to shapeshift, to conform, to accommodate. The adapting, flexible nature of a woman is so exceptional that it allows her to hold and grow the space for another human being to be created and brought into the world through a woman. So this people-pleasing, this deep desire, it's not something that is just specific to a woman, but this is an example of how this embedded, flexible, adaptable, shape-shifting nature is primal to a woman's essence, and how when we leave it unchecked, without our own authenticity placed to step forward with audacity, we can lose our way. What happens when this life-giving system that surrounds a woman's actual essence gets lost in over-accommodating, over-conforming, that it becomes a habit of people-pleasing, causing a woman, or it could be a man as well, to lose their own voice, expression, actions, dreams, standards of our most truest self. A part of us will never fully be expressed or lived. We're at new crossroads today, all of us, and it's especially becoming known for women. We're struggling in so many different directions and painful life configurations because of cultural conditioning, expectations, family responsibilities, and life obligations that we are finding ourselves separated from our own congruent knowing of what is true for ourselves. This is causing painful roadblocks that cause us to feel stuck as if we're in life's quicksand and it swallowed us up. Have you felt that? What that feels like to have that expression short-circuited? No matter how much life energy we output, we struggle to get unstuck or gain the momentum and feel relief that we yearn for to have some of that breathing space in life. This phenomenon of being stuck and separated from our own authentic expressed self, I refer to this as feeling outside of our own life. And this is not something that single-handedly women are affected by. We are all affected by it. The stress of stuck life energy can become so chronically restrictive and constrictive that we lose parts of ourselves. And the clarity that we crave to have our own knowing or trust in life becomes layered in confusion and overwhelm. We can begin to self-transform in what I call the way. Willingness to be worthy. Audacity to be authentic. And yes to life. Willingness to be worthy means opening up more deeply to our personal relationship of self-love. Real, true self-love. This involves acts of honor, taking ourselves by the hand and walking ourselves out of the forest of self-betrayal and denial. Every time we say yes to something, when on the inside we feel that gripping, tightening answer of no, we betray ourselves. We sink deeper into disconnection from our true selves. The pain of disconnection feeds the dysfunction, addiction, numbing, denying behaviors that only pushes us further outside of our own lives. We can get back inside our lives by being willing to acknowledge our worthiness and to honor ourselves. Step by step, moment by moment, decision by decision. It's never too late to get inside of your life again. Simple acts of congruence restore our connection to self-love, such as saying yes when it is a yes and saying no when it is a no. I call this in my soul stamina plan that I teach, getting inside your true character. And I like to look at character as the breath of your soul, the giving and receiving energy that makes up how we interact with the world. Authenticity is about reversing that direction of self-betrayal and denial. Saying yes to life is about accessing our authentic soul-inspired self. It's getting the answers from the inner source of guidance and not holding back, not denying, but listening with honor to our own truthful whispers. I call that the original knowing. It's the kind of authenticity that when we say yes, and it's coming from our true yes, it's always the right time. The authentic yes gives us access to incredible powers to live more fully. The most important yes that we can possibly express is the yes that comes from our own audacity to be authentic. It's showing up to that moment. It's already in us. We just have to keep remembering it's there. Every one of us was born with a genuine authenticity. It was built within our birthright, and it's as fundamental as our fingerprints. It's about showing up truthfully. We came into this world full of audacity and authenticity. I mean, we see it if you hang out with a two-year-old, you see authenticity in a true state of being expressed in the world. What happens through time, if it's missing now in any capacity in our lives, in your life, it's because it's been socialized out, slowly chipped away with conditioning or stripped out with trauma. We got to return to remembering again what it feels like to show up fully with truth and authenticity in our own courageous way. The audacity to be authentic. I couldn't think of a more remarkable opening show than to talk about the insights of what it means to have the audacity to be authentic. This was a phrase that came to me a couple years ago, and it was marinating within my soul. I found myself telling this to young people, my nieces, so young and trying to find their way and getting inside of their own power. And every time I would say it to them, it's about the audacity to be authentic. I would watch them light up like a permission. And I was feeling it growing within myself. The audacity to be authentic. That deeper level of inner knowing, original knowing that we came into this life with. I also think about how doing this show, sitting here in front of a microphone, something about it is true and authentic. We have that original knowing. It's being courageous enough to show up to it. I can still remember when I was 20 years old. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with my life or what exactly was the purpose. I did know I wanted to experience amazing love with a partner in life. I did know that I wanted to be a mother. I knew I wanted to do creative expression. I wanted to share that with the world. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to offer some form of transformation. So I had this story that was coming through to me. And at the same time, I bought a microphone, not when it was like at a time like what it is now, where the expression and how we can get in front of a microphone and share so easily in social media, this did not exist then. But something in me was feeling like I had something to say. I never quite put my finger and used that microphone, but I saw it as a premonition. I saw it as a possibility that now exists here that I returned back to organically, showing up in front of a microphone, sharing my expression. Is it always easy? Sometimes it really takes audacity to speak up, to show up, and to have the authenticity. And I'm learning it more and more in my personal life, in my professional life. So with you today, I offer you an invitation to return to remembering again what it feels like to show up fully and truthfully with authenticity in your own courageous way. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.